Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Plenty of sunshine for your Thursday forecast and warm temperatures in the low 50s. We'll have northwest winds, a little breezy. Cloud cover moves in tonight, 30 for your low. Friday, we have a chance for rain in the afternoon. Overcast skies, we're at 45 degrees for your high. Friday night, rain, snow mixing with breezy winds. I'm meteorologist Mandy Thaluber. Currently, 34 degrees.
Kansas Mid-America Network News. Democratic Governor Laura Kelly has proposed that Kansas put $600 million of its surplus revenue into a rainy day fund and spend nearly $1.8 billion of the excess revenue on a long list of projects. Parts of Kelly's proposed spending blueprint for state government through June of 2023 are likely to meet strong resistance from the Republican-controlled legislature. It assumes that Kansas will expand its Medicaid coverage, which GOP lawmakers have repeatedly blocked, and give a one-time $250 income tax rebate to residents who filed state income tax returns last year. The Geary County Sheriff's Office took to Facebook on Wednesday to let residents know that the U.S. Criminal Investigation Division is now offering a $25,000 reward for information that leads to the arrest and conviction of the person responsible for the murder of Infinity Hayes. Hayes was shot to death in October of 2021 near Junction City. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Tired of the radio hype guy emphasizing the too-good-to-be-true car payment? Then the talk-so-fast-you-can't-understand-him guy delivers the details about what you'll owe up front? At Midwest Kia, we continue to reimagine the way a car dealership should be, so we thought we'd start right here. And as part of our promise to provide a better way to buy in 2022, we're hyping the things that we can deliver on, like exceptional value, new car inventory arriving daily, transparent pricing, plus Kia's amazing 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. Now that's how a car dealership keeps it simple. And we're going to give the talk so fast you can't understand him guy some well-deserved time off. Midwest Kia. Simple, transparent, fast. A better way to buy. Visit Midwest Kia or MidwestKia.com and you'll see why more people are singing.
We want to see ya in a Midwest Kia.
Oh, well, that was easy. But what did we do with these last few seconds? Oh, wait. Warranties are limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details.
Two people were taken to the hospital Wednesday night following a shooting call in South Wichita. Officers were called to the 1800 block of South Greenwood around 7 o'clock, where they found a man with a gunshot wound to his leg. He was taken to the hospital for treatment. Police were notified that the suspect had left the scene in what was believed to be the victim's vehicle. After reports of bad driving and a possible wreck north of the initial scene, officers located the suspect in the vicinity of the Sedgwick County Jail. Police say the shooting occurred after an argument between people who knew each other. After canceling COVID-19 testing Wednesday, the Cali County Health Department has released a revised testing policy. Due to a shortage of COVID-19 testing supplies and the increased demand, the health department says it's been forced to scale back their testing operations. In a revised policy, the health department said it will be limited to performing 48 COVID tests per day. The tests will be by appointment only on a first-come, first-served basis, and it may take several days before receiving results. This is Kansas Mid-America Network News.
Go full speed ahead. Blue Valley Technologies wishes you a happy new year. If your family received new internet-connected devices as holiday gifts, such as tablets, laptops, and smartphones, you may need a new internet plan as well. Upgrading to faster internet will enable you to use many devices simultaneously without experiencing slowdowns or buffering. Call 877-876-1228 to start the new year with new internet. Service availability and speed depend on location.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. The Nebraska State Patrol has arrested an assistant warden in the Nebraska prison system on charges alleging that she sexually abused an inmate. 45-year-old Sarah Nelson Torciella was booked into the Lancaster County Jail on Tuesday on felony charges of having sexually abused an inmate and having an unauthorized communication with a prisoner. Torciella also resigned from her job as an assistant warden at the Department of Corrections Services Reception and Treatment Center in Lincoln. A proposal that would have indirectly subsidized private K through 12 schools in Nebraska by offering tax credits to scholarship donors has stalled in the legislature. Supporters fell 5 votes short of the 33 they needed to overcome a filibuster and force a vote on the bill, which effectively sidelines it for the rest of this year's session. Supporters pitched the measure as a way to give low-income students more choices if a public school doesn't meet their needs. This is Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
If you're a propane customer, make sure your propane system is operating safely by having it inspected by a qualified service technician. If you've run out of propane or had an interruption of service, your propane supplier is required to test your propane system to ensure that it is leak-free and safe. Each family member should know what propane smells like and what to do in the event of a gas leak. Call your propane supplier for additional information. This message brought to you by this station and the Kansas Propane Education and Research Council, Greg Knoll, Executive Director.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Even as the seasonal cold and flu virus takes a toll on school and work attendance, COVID numbers remain a concern on a roller coaster ride that include a return to higher numbers locally. Washington County Health Department active cases rose to 88 this week, with a dozen hospitalized by the latest count. This reflects a 1/3 increase since late December and represents 3 times that of late November. 88 active cases are high for Washington County since November 2020. Marshall County reported 105 active cases as of Monday this week, but just 4 hospitalizations. The positive count was 3 times that of late December and well over numbers that have fallen to single digits at times this past fall. Another spike was noted early December, topping out at 136 active cases in Marshall County. Schools are battling not only a combination of virus among students, but teachers and staff as well. Among area districts, Republic County closed for a day Monday this week. Lynn's been forced to postpone some basketball games due to numbers, and Rock Creek announced closure of some facilities for the remainder of this week. Mask mandates have again re-entered the discussion for some districts, although none are reported locally at this time. The annual Twin Valley League basketball tournament tips off Saturday in Frankfort for both girls and boys teams. Divisions were split last year due to COVID concerns, with girls at Frankfort and boys at Onega. The league has implemented a revised seating formula for the tourney this season. Jeff Wirtz of a TVL Spotlight explains.
Well, this is a brand that they have used in the previous years in the state of Nebraska. Something that is a little bit different, as you said, more PowerPoint-based, more who you have played. In previous years, records going into the tournament have seemed a little bit maybe not indicative of the team. There have been some early season upsets because of two teams are playing. Now they are going to base those seedings on who you have played.
In the girls' brackets, Centralia is top seed, Valley Heights second, Hanover third with byes in the first round. Fourth seed Donovan West also picks up a bye, as Lynn will not play in the first round Saturday. On the boys' side, undefeated Hanover is top seed, Centralia second, Clifton Clyde third with first round byes, along with 4 seed Axtell, who would have faced Lynn. Saturday action begins at 11:30, with games following at 1, 2:30, and 4. The brackets are posted on our KNDY website and will be updated as play continues through the next week. Jeff Wirtz with TVL Spotlight talks more Twin Valley League as the discussion continues on our public affairs program this Saturday morning at 7:10 on KNDY.
It's a little bit of both, because it is going to be a trial process here, just to see how this works out. And because the TVL tournament is so early in the season, quote unquote, you do get a little bit of maybe a different look at these teams. Maybe they aren't hitting their stride this early in the season. So to answer your question, it's really a little bit of both, just kind of a trial process, but something that could be in the future for this Twin Valley League.
Raymond R. Throm, age 74, of Marysville, passed away Saturday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. with a rosary at 9:30 at St. Gregory's Catholic Church, Marysville. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 10 until 9 at Kinsley Mortuary of Marysville, in charge of arrangements for Raymond Throm. Margaret Joanne Yarger, age 88, of Centralia, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 11 a.m. at the Centralia Community Church West, with the Laura Funeral Home of Seneca in charge of arrangements for Margaret Joanne Yarger. Teresa J. Dodds, age 81, of Washington, passed away Wednesday. Funeral service Monday, 10 a.m. at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Sunday, 1 until 7. Family will greet friends Sunday, 3 until 5, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Teresa Dodds. On the Marshall County Senior Citizens Lunch Menu today, breaded fish, mashed potatoes, green beans and cherries. Tomorrow, ham loaf, scalloped potatoes, Brussels sprouts, and mixed fruit. KNDY News Time, 7:15.
Don't have time to stop by a bank to open an account? No problem. With United Bank and Trust, we make it easy by bringing our bank to you. Whether you're at home, at work, or anywhere you have access to a computer, simply go to ubankonline.com and click on the Open an Account icon. Save time by opening an account online with United Bank and Trust. It's banking for your way of life. Member FDIC.
The annual Marysville Knights of Columbus Soup Day is Thursday, January 13th, serving 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. at St. Gregory's Church Hall in Marysville. Free will offering with chicken noodle, chili, potato, vegetable beef soup, plus homemade sandwiches and desserts. Local delivery area and carry out available. For local delivery, phone 562-2711. Knights of Columbus Soup Day, Thursday, January 13th, serving 11 to 7 at St. Gregory's Church Hall in Marysville.
Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for Northeast Kansas and Southeast Nebraska. Plenty of sunshine for your Thursday forecast and warm temperatures in the low 50s. We'll have northwest winds, a little breezy. Cloud cover moves in tonight, 30 for your low. Friday, we have a chance for rain in the afternoon. Overcast skies, we're at 45 degrees for your high. Friday night, rain early, then mixing with snow during the overnight hours. We do have a slight chance of seeing a little freezing rain. Cloud cover, 20 for your low, and north winds 5 to 15 with gusts in the mid-20s. For Saturday, could see some light snow early. Cloud cover, temperatures will be in the upper 20s. North winds picking up and gusting around 30. For Saturday night, partly cloudy, 11. We're back to the upper 30s on Sunday with plenty of sunshine. For Monday, sunshine and a high of 44. I'm meteorologist Mandy Thaluber.
Average high temperature mid-January, 39. Record high on this date, 71. The average low, 19. And the record low, 18 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:46. Sunset this evening at 5:26. It's 34 degrees on this Thursday morning, the 13th of January. KNDY News Time, 7:17. I'm Bruce Dierking reporting.
Nothing but nets in Chicago and baseball's first female manager introduced. Hello, this is Rich Cantu on sports. A matchup featuring the Eastern Conference's top two teams had the feel of a possible playoff preview. That was until the Nets ran the Bulls off their own home court in the second half.
Harden one-on-one with DeRozan, down to 12 to shoot. Harden creeping forward. Step back three. Good for James Harden.
The call on WFAN, the Nets' big three, Kevin Durant, James Harden, and Kyrie Irving, combined for 61 points. Brooklyn used a 39-19 third quarter to steamroll Chicago, 138-112. After being booed in his last game, Knicks' big man Julius Randle may have worked himself back into the home crowd's good graces.
Randle, left side, drive by Kleba, bump, flips it up, and scores, and the foul.
On WEPN-FM, Randle finished with a double-double, 17 points, 12 boards. The Knicks snapped the Mavericks' six-game win streak with a 108-85 victory. Around the college hardboards, 10th-ranked Michigan State got a last-second miracle to avoid an upset at home.
5 seconds, 3 seconds, Hogard down the lane, a bullet pass to Hauser up, and it's in! It's in!
On the Spartan Sports Network, in a back-and-forth game with the Minnesota Golden Gophers, Joey Hauser's layup with just a tenth of a second on the clock lifted the Spartans to a 71-69 decision. Baseball, the Yankees formally presented Rachel Belkovich as the manager of their low-A ball team, the Tampa Tarpons. A former college softballer, Belkovich becomes the first woman manager in the history of affiliated baseball. The 34-year-old said she recognizes her place in history and hopes she can inspire other young women and girls who want to enter this profession.
You know, obviously I'm invested in my career, but also it's like I have to think about those things. And I don't think you sign your name on the dotted line to do something like this and then say, well, I don't want to be a role model. You know, I just don't subscribe to that.
This is Rich Cantu, ABC Sport.
Thursday night basketball matchups. Valley Heights tips off at Rossville. Girls and boys play. Pairings released for the Twin Valley League and Thunder Classic tournaments. We'll report those on our 5 o'clock edition of sports. Friday night broadcast coverage. Marysville at Wamego. Girls and boys action live on AM 1570 FM 94.1. Marysville wrestlers in action at Duel versus Clay Center Thursday. We'll host the Jayhusker on Saturday.
Good morning, Dennis Henricks from Beatra 77 Livestock. Yep, it's a Thursday at 11 o'clock here today. We started bread cow, bread heifer, cow, calf, family sale. At 11 o'clock, first in the door, will be 8 black families, 6 and 7-year-olds. They are black Angus calves at the side. They're certainly late September calves. Great, great group of families right there. Cows have been exposed back, so that will be the first in the door. They are the Beckler cow-calf families out of Seward. Second will be the 4 black families of Rickers out of Seward. They're 5 and 6-year-olds. They've got 3-week-old black calves on them. And, folks, both of these family deals certainly have good calves at side. Then it's bred heifer time, and where else do you start? At Hanover, Kansas, with the Brunas. 41 black first calf bred heifers are going to be bred to Flatiron Black Angus. They are 6 and 7 months along. Ikoff's out of Falls City is next. 12 OCV black first calf bred heifers, AI bred to Select Sires Enhance. They're 7 to 8 months. In the door next is 4 different sorts of Kirk Thornburg Beatrice. 15 black, white face, first calf, OCV bred heifers. They're going to be bred to Nicholas Black Angus, 7 to 8 months. 15 black first calf OCV bred heifers. They're bred to Cross Diamond Red Angus, 7 to 8 months. The next Thornburg entry is 13 black first calf OCV bred heifers. Bred to Tegmeyer Herefords, they are 7 and 8 months. Followed up with 15 red white face first calf OCV bred heifers. Bred to Tegmeyer Hereford 01R. They are 7 to 8 months. Then we move on to Syracuse, Kreifels, 30 black, OCV, first calf, bred heifers, bred to Klein Black Angus for 45 days. They are 8 and 9 months along. Snoke, a red Angus out of Humboldt's got 2 drafts. 25, OCV, red Angus, first calf, bred heifers, bred to ABS, red Angus, finished product. They are 7 to 8 months. Held in second group, 35 OCV Red Angus first calf bred heifers. They are bred to Red Angus Sons of Redemption and Premier. They're 6 to 7 months. Dwayne and David Hopp out of Syracuse, 16 certified Red Angus first calf bred heifers. They're bred to Schweitzer Red Angus Bulls. They are 6 and 7 months. Moving on to Mum Cattle out of Alexandria. The first draft is 30 Black Baldy. 30 Black Baldy. They're bred to Prefert or Cattle Cut. That's Black Angus bred. 7 to 8 months along. Mum Cattle's got 15 Red Angus. First calf bred heifers are bred to Durst Red Angus. They are 7 to 8 months. Wade and Kim Thornburg's got an excellent set of 120 OCV Black White Face F1 first calf bred heifers. They're AI bred to Herbster Angus Game Changer, number 371. They are very close up. Doc's got them circled with an 8 and a 9. Then we're going to Ron Hawley at Bremen, Kansas with 30 F1 Black Baldy Broncos. They are going to be First Gap Bred Heifers. They're AI bred to Rippy Galvey, Mr. Nevada. They are certainly in that 7 and 8 months, and they are safe to the AI breeding. 30 Black, First Gap Bred Heifers. They are AI bred to Rippy Galvey, Mr. Nevada again. They're going to be 7 to 8 months, so they got a Black Baldy Baldy group, and they've got a set of 30 Ron Hawley at Bremen. 7 Black First Calf Bred Heifers are going to be bred to Shone Red Angus. They're 6 to 8 months along. That's the Barron's heifers out of Adams. In the bred cows, we've got a dispersal of Lindstroth. 19 Hilt-based Black Baldy bred cows. They're 5 years, so short solid. They're 6 to 8 months bred to LHT or Weir's Black Angus bulls. Alan Strofe is selling his spring herd that consists of 20 black and red Angus bred cows, 4 years to broken. They're bred to Hereford, and they are pregnant 6 months to broken. Correction, 6 months, and that is the Strofe cattle out of Swanton. C-Matters out of Liberty's got 9 black Angus bred cows, 5 years to short solid. They're going to be 6 to 8 months. They're going to be bred to Holman or Herbster black Angus. Tim and Taylor Richters out of Seward, 181 black bred cows, 4 years to short solid. They're bred to black semis. Guys, they're going to be anywhere from that 5 to 8 months along. Rosenboom out of Martell's got 14 mixed bred cows, 5 years to broken. They're going to be bred to Holman Black Angus. They are 6 to 8 months. That's 11 o'clock today here at Beatrice 77 Livestock, starting with 8 families, 4 families, and then moving right to the Bruna First Calf Black Angus Bred Heifers, 11 o'clock sharp here today at Beatrice 77 Livestock. Give us a call, Tanya Ricardini at 223-3571, and certainly keep in mind that you can go online for all the markets, the consignments, the auctioneer's page, or turn on the video at Beatrice77.net.
This is an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers. Increased acreage and higher yields for corn and soybeans led to record high soybean production, near record high corn production, according to the 2021 Crop Production Annual Summary. U.S. corn growers produced 15.1 billion bushels, up 7% from 2020. That's the second highest on record. Corn yield in the U.S. estimated at a record high, 177 bushels per acre, 5.6 bushels above 2020 yields. Area harvested for grain, 85.4 million acres, up 4% from 2020. Soybean production for 2021, total record high, 4.44 billion bushels. That's up 5% from 2020. And with record high yields in 21 states, the average soybean yield estimated 51.4 bushels per acre. That's the second highest on record. Also for 2021, cotton production up 21%. The U.S. yield estimated 849 pounds per acre, up 2 pounds from last year's yield. Smaller size loans limited ag lending activity at the end of last year. The survey of terms of lending to farmers show non-real estate ag loans at commercial banks decreased by 13% in the fourth quarter. The yearly average, the lowest since 2012. The Kansas City Federal Reserve Bank released the data this week and says the decline driven by a sharp drop in operating loans and lending at banks with the largest farm loan portfolios. Now, despite an increase in the number of all types of loan, the average size for all non-real estate and operating loans is more than 20% and 30% less than a year ago. Now, despite intensifying concerns about rising input costs impacting producers, the commodity prices remain elevated and support profit opportunities through the end of the year. Higher costs likely to put upward pressure on demand for credit, but strong farm income and working capital could also support financing for some borrowers. That's an Ag Business Update from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Already 2,700 head of cattle consigned for a big sale today at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Sale start time 10 o'clock on the cows with the Hereford special today as well. Early consignment listings, 20 black steers and heifers weigh 4 to 550, 30 weighing in at 4 to 650, 30 black steers and heifers 4.5 to 650 with 12 weighing 5 to 550, 50 Shirley cross steers 5 to 8, 4 black heifers 550 to 6, 8 black and white face steers and heifers 5.5 to 650, 10 Shirley cross steers and heifers 5.5 to 7, 670 black steers and heifers weighing in at 550 to 8, 45 weighing in at 550 to 8, with 15 at 575 to 775. 65 black and Charolais steers and heifers weigh 6 to 7. 140 mixed steers, 6 to 7. 11 black heifers, 6 to 750. 28 black and Charolais steers and heifers, 6 to 750. 50 black steers and heifers weigh 6 to 675. 140 black steers and heifers, 6 to 8. 90 weighing 6 to 8. 38 mixed steers and heifers, 6 to 8. 22 black and red steers and heifers, 6 to 850. 25 black Charolais cross steers, 625 to 650. 65 black steers and heifers, 6.5 to 750. 140 weighing 650 to 850. 95 Charolais steers and heifers, 650 to 875. 115 black steers and heifers, 650 to 9. 140 black and Charolais steers and heifers, 650 to 9. 80 black steers and heifers, 700 to 925. 43 black and white face, red and white face steers and heifers, 750 to 8. 15 black yearling steers, 775 to 8. 92 red Angus steers, 975. 65 mixed steers, 8 to 8 and a quarter. 8 red Angus steers, 8 to 8 and a quarter. 9 black steers and heifers, 8 to 8 and a quarter. 5 black steers, 8 to 8 and a quarter. 35 black steers and heifers, 825 to 850. 55 black yearling steers, 840 to 850. 65 black steers and heifers, 850 to 875. 120 red yearling steers, 875 to 9. 5 black and Charolais steers, 875 to 9. And 17 Charolais red Angus cross Angus steers, 875 to 925. Those early consignments for Hereford Special today. Start time 10 a.m. on the cows. It's a big sale at Marysville Livestock Incorporated. Bite Me Barbecue operates the Sale Bar and Cafe. Today's feature, chicken noodle soup with a grilled cheese sandwich. It's 7:30 from KNDY, 34 degrees this morning, middle 50s on a mild high again today before a cold front moves in Friday. Maybe a chance of snow Friday into Saturday.
It's not a country of procrastinators. There's a reason they still have their Christmas trees up in Sweden. Details are next from the Old Farmer's Almanac.
Many people struggle with the frustration of excess belly fat, symptoms of diabetes and arthritis. Maybe you've tried prescription drugs, exercise classes, and workout gadgets. A European doctor has uncovered a breakthrough that's helping save lives. It's an incredible two-minute ritual that helps you lose 1 pound of belly fat every 72 hours. And details are all on this website, meltingbelly.com. That's meltingbelly.com. There are no special exercise gadgets to buy, nor will you be required to perform any strenuous workouts or spend money for high-priced supplements each month. This will work for you and anyone who is concerned about heart disease, diabetes, and low energy. At MeltingBelly.com, we share this two-minute ritual that removes pounds of dangerous belly fat, reduces harmful plaque from your arteries, and restores a youthful hormonal balance. Get information now with their powerful ebook. Just go to MeltingBelly.com. That's MeltingBelly.com. MeltingBelly.com.
With more practical tips and useful advice, here's the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, January 13th, the 13th day of the year. Chubby Checker had the number one song in the country on this day in 1962 as the twist craze was sweeping the nation. A half a world away, the Swedes were observing the last of their Christmas rituals, the annual tree toss. On St. Newt's Day, it's customary to encourage children to remove the ornaments by hiding candy or treats in the branches. Then everyone joins in song, dances the tree out the door, and tosses it into the snow. It's a custom you might want to adopt even if you're not Swedish. That dried-up tree can still provide good shelter for backyard birds and a great place for them to snack if you leave the strings of popcorn on it. That is your Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. Learn more online anytime at almanac.com.
The annual Marysville Knights of Columbus Soup Day is Thursday, January 13th. Serving 11 a.m. until 7 p.m. at St. Gregory's Church Hall in Marysville. Free will offering with chicken noodle, chili, potato, vegetable, beef soup, plus homemade sandwiches and desserts. Local delivery area and carry out available. For local delivery, phone 562-2711. Knights of Columbus Soup Day, Thursday, January 13th. Serving 11 to 7 at St. Gregory's Church Hall in Marysville.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Damian Baugh scored 12 points, and his three-pointer with 13 seconds left was part of an 8-0 run TCU staged in the final minute and 11 to beat Kansas State 60-57 last night at Bramlage Coliseum in Manhattan. Marquise Noel's layup with a minute 50 left gave the Wildcats a 57-52 lead, but they'd never score again. K-State missed his last two shots, a pair of front-end one-and-ones from the foul line, and turned it over once. The Wichita State Shockers started the night on a 17-4 run, but it was not enough as they dropped their third straight game to the Tulane Green Wave 68-67 last night at Charles Koch Arena in Wichita. Tyson Etienne led all scorers with 20 points on 6 of 16 shooting. The loss drops the Shockers to 9-6 on the season and still winless in conference play. Up next, Wichita State will host Cincinnati at Koch Arena on Sunday, January 16th. Tip-off is set for 12 o'clock. This is Kansas Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville High School wrestlers finish third at Beatrice in the Invitational Saturday. Marysville wrestlers host Clay Center in a duel tonight and the Jayhusker tournament on Saturday. Valley Heights at Rossville tonight in high school basketball, girls and boys. The JV teams will play just a half game each. Pairings released for the Twin Valley League tournament tipping off Saturday at Frankfort. Top four seeds have first-round byes with Centralia Valley Heights, Hanover, and Donovan West girls advancing to second round. Five-seed Clifton Clyde meets number 12 Wetmore. Sixth-seed Frankfort girls host number 11 Onega Saturday. Seventh-seed Troy takes on 10th-seed Blue Valley, and the 8-9 seeds Washington County and Axtell meet first round. On the boys' side, Hanover, Centralia, Clifton Clyde, and Axtell have first-round byes. Number 5 Troy faces 12th seed Valley Heights. Number 6 Frankfort boys will host 11th seed Washington County. 7th seed Wetmore takes on number 10 Onega, and the 8-9 seeds Blue Valley and Donovan West meet first round. Teams advance to Monday-Tuesday action with boys semifinals next Thursday, girls next Friday. Finals played at Saturday, January 22nd.